As a boy being born in the 60s, the Beatles were everything. John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and of course later on in life I was lucky enough to see Paul McCartney in concert at the MCG. The sound wasn't great that night, but it didn't matter because everyone was there singing along to every song that was written by Paul McCartney, whether it be with Wings or the Beatles or other parts of his life, singing duets, with, of course, with Stevie Wonder and with Michael Jackson. And it didn't matter. Everybody knew every word to every song and sang along with Paul McCartney. Later on, I was able to see him at Amy Stadium in Melbourne, and it was one of the great concerts of all time. He found his very, very best that night and just gave. And, you know, anybody to see a Beatle and to see Paul in action just touched the heartstrings. And to be able to sit there with my wife and my kids and explain to them as young boys that this was Paul McCartney was just one of those moments in life. I was lucky enough to also host the opening ceremony of the London Olympic Games, and Sir Paul was there playing not his greatest effort because he had some sound problems there, but again, to be at the opening of the London Olympics in the presence of Sir Paul McCartney transcended music. He is, quite simply, Paul McCartney.